This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The Caper, the Heist, well, they're alive and well in the internet age. Just last year, a hacker stole more than 4,000 bitcoins from the cloud. And you may remember thieves stole $50 million worth of diamonds in Belgium. They drove onto the tarmac at the airport in Brussels and, shall we say, intercepted a shipment. Tim Fernholz dutifully chronicled the biggest capers and heists of 2013. He's a reporter for Quartz, and he joins us now from our New York bureau. Happy New Year, Tim.
Happy New Year.
Well, I got to ask you, looking at this list, if you have a favorite heist or caper from the last year.
I'm very torn because on one hand, they're all so good, but the Pappy Van Winkle's heist, the thievery of this $26,000 of artisanal whiskey hits near and dear to my heart as a lover of bourbon.
Tell me about that one.
So it's a whiskey distillery in Kentucky. This is Pappy Van Winkle's 20-year-old aged bourbon, which of late in the United States has had this very big resurgence of popularity, $900 a bottle on the secondary market. And
wow.
Somebody stole cases and cases of this whiskey right out of the back of the distillery, have not been caught. There's a $10,000 reward out. I don't think it is going to be collected on.
You say you're torn. That was my favorite. So what's the other one you're torn between?
The other one that that was my favorite is the electronic ATM heist, where these hackers broke in electronically to some banks in the Middle East and rejiggered the account limits and made fake debit cards and sent thieves to cities all around the world to just empty out ATMs, because I think we've all had that dream where the ATM just is spitting out all of the money for us. And they did it to the tune of $54 million, which is
wow.
A really impressive bit of thievery, if you ask me.
And that was a heist that's pretty high tech, and a number of these are employing, sort of hacking, getting into computer systems. Just tell me how high tech some of these heists are.
Well, I think it's definitely an indicator of where the money is now. You hear there's that classic quote where they ask the bank robber why he robs banks, and he says that's where the money is. The money is all on the internet now, and so a lot of these heists, the ATM one, the Bitcoin thievery, that's definitely one reason, aside from just the thrill of these brazen acts, to look at this, is it sort of gives you a sense of where the economy is going. And if you didn't know it was going online, maybe you missed that. Now you know, because that's where people are stealing it from you.
The dust still hasn't settled on the most recent heist on your list, and that is of 40 million credit card numbers stolen from Target. What can they learn from that heist and indeed from other ones that happened in the last year?
I think the first thing I hope they learn is sort of mitigation and preparation and really doing a better job of protecting their systems from these kinds of intrusions. But that's one thing they'll have to do. And I think the other thing that's worth thinking about from a consumer's point of view is how comfortable we are with big businesses collecting our personal data, because if it's not being collected, it's not there to be stolen.
Do you think that's sort of the future of heists and capers? It's going to be data. It's going to be information about credit cards, about bank accounts, things like that.
It certainly seems the way it's going. I mean, more and more the financial system is moving online. But, I think there's always going to have to be a human element involved, or at least maybe the more interesting ones will do that. That's why I like the ATM, because it's such a combination of something, you know, you could only do in this century and something you would have done last century, having guys with backpacks outside the bank collecting money. So it's a funny transition period we're in when it comes to big heists.
Tim Fernholz is a reporter for Quartz. You can find a link to his list of heists and capers from 2013 on our website. That's marketplace.org. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, David.